From KALW News in San Francisco, this is Cross Currents. Context, culture, and connection from around the Bay Area.
I live in Patterson, California.
I live in Richmond.
I live in Daly City, top of the hill, Daly City.
Noe Valley.
The Clayton Fire that devastated the town of Lower Lake is nearly contained, but what does the second big fire in a year mean for the residents of Lake County?
What it does to a county just turns it upside down, and sometimes it takes a long time to recover.
Then local folk, blues, and jazz legends Barbara Dane has a new album at the age of 89.
When you start to sing, don't be stuck in any genre because it's not the style that's important, it's what you're singing about.
And Bay Area vibraphonist Bobby Hutcherson passed last week. We'll hear how he wanted to be remembered.
It's like a ripple, a wave, you know, a splash of water. That ripple goes on forever.
Remembering a jazz legend today on Cross Currents. Just over 100 miles north of San Francisco, residents of Lower Lake are cleaning up their devastated community. The Clayton Fire, a suspected arson, destroyed nearly 300 structures.
Really gets to me to think about what the whole county is going through. The people losing their houses, the businesses losing, the county losing its tax base. I mean, everything. What it does to a county just turns it upside down, and sometimes it takes a long time to recover.
That's Steve Baxman. He's fire chief in the small Marin County town of Monterio. Last September 12th, when the Valley Fire started, he was an early responder.
I'm always listening to radio while we're working, and I heard this fire go, and I was listening to it, and pretty soon, a little ways into it, I heard one of the chief officers say, it's taken off, and I need 40 engines. And Dozer, they gave this big report of what they needed. I said, well, I'll go if you need somebody. And next thing you know, within a couple minutes, they toned me out and said, head over to Middletown. We were at the firehouse in Middletown, and we were watching the fire come over the hill and hearing the airplane tell us what's going on. And pretty soon they sent us to Hidden Valley Lake, and one strike team went up into the house, and my strike team stayed down below. We hit a gas station and the houses next to it, and we saved it. And then we went across the street and tried to save this restaurant, but a propane tank blew up from the heat, and so we lost the restaurant.
Ultimately, that fire destroyed nearly 2,000 structures. It killed 4 people. Steve had seen the likes of it before. He started fighting fires nearly 50 years ago.
If you look back at records, especially for Sonoma County, our major fires are in September. I mean, we're just starting now. I mean, last year we were at the Rocky Fire in August. I was there for a week, and then in September we had the Valley Fire. So, I mean, here we had the Clayton Fire already over there, and now, so we still got September and October to go, the worst months of the fire season.
Chief Steve Baxman is on call all day, every day. KALW's Ryan Miller tagged along with him one day last year while he made his rounds. Let's take a listen, starting with a tour of the Monterio Fire Station.
But we're pretty much set up. Through the years, we fixed it up here. So we put, you know, 2 bathrooms in with showers, and we've got a living quarters. If our pager goes off and we get a call, then people come to the station to get equipment to go to the call. In a community like this where we're unincorporated, there is no city council, no mayor, people need help. They got to go to someone. Who are they going to go to? They call the local agency that has some sort of authority. Steve Baxman here. What's up? Oh, yes, it burns illegally. Yeah, I saw it, yeah. Okay, I'll work on both of them. I'll get back to you. Okay, bye. Lady's calling about someone burning illegally. I'm gonna start this engine up. The Monterio Fire District covers 45 square miles, and we're on the Russian River from just east of Northwood all the way to the Pacific Ocean. You see, as you come into town, there's a couple little resorts, there's a couple stores. But straight ahead is the public beach. We have one of the best public beaches on the river. And then the sign, Welcome to Monterio, Vacation Wonderland. But you can see it's actually beautiful here. It's redwood country. As far as the eye can see, it's redwood trees.
751 plus 50.
What I'm driving into now is typical river area. Redwood trees, tight hillsides with heavy brush on each side. See how narrow it is? That's why you can't have mirrors stick out too far. You'll rip the mirrors off. And hear the scratching as the stuff's going down the side of the truck.
And that's why we don't have the other reason we don't have fancy trucks with fancy gold leafing and chrome or anything, because we'll just scratch it up. I mean, that's what you get out in the brush. This isn't the city streets of San Francisco where they're 40 feet wide and no obstructions. I mean, look at this. It's like we're going into a tunnel. Response times for us in a city with good streets, a mile is, what, half a minute, minute and a half. For us, a mile could be 15 minutes.
Medical
is probably 60-70% of our calls. Heart attacks, fall victims, car wrecks, trees down, power lines down, trees blocking the roads. We do a lot of chainsaw work. We're at one of our firehouses where an engine just came back last night, and today we're going to go through it and make sure it's put back together the right way and our hose is stacked the right way and everything's on it that we need. Where's my buddy Carter? How are you? You get any rest?
My name's Carter Partain, and Steve Baxman is training me. I started about 6 months ago.
Okay, so you know how this goes, all the way over and back.
Are we doing a finger loop?
A what?
A finger loop.
What is a finger loop?
The lowest one is sticks out just a little.
It's good. It's rewarding. It's a lot of time. Definitely a big time commitment. I just got done this weekend with an academy, and seeing how other departments run with multiple people and such, it was, you know, very different that they all had specific jobs and everything.
Well, that's why we have a strap, and the strap pulls it over your shoulder.
He does every single job, so that's kind of how I'm learning it now, trying to do every single job.
See the T, another nozzle, hose clamp.
He's pretty much the whole Monterio Fire Department. He's on every single call, unless he's on a big wildfire somewhere else in the state, but he goes to every single call, and he does it all.
I'll be darned. See what happens when you take inventory? Mm-hmm. We're missing two hand spinners. When I first joined here, we were doing about, 25, 30 calls a year, and now we're doing 500. And it works, but what's happening with the volunteerism is fewer and fewer volunteers are coming out. Nobody has the time to give. We're a bedroom community, so we don't have the people here in the daytime we used to. When I first joined, the mechanic had come running, the butcher and the store clerk, the bartender, everybody'd come out. But now, we don't have that many businesses, number one, and number two, they can't afford to let their help go to as many calls as we run.
Russian River,
there we go.
10533 Colfax Avenue.
It's us.
Okay, pull your stuff. I'll take her out. Back this truck in. You know how to? Close the doors. I'll meet you at your driveway and pick you up. I'll take you back up the station. Vegetation fire up at the town of Annapolis, 30 miles up the coast. Yeah, we're taking care of the community. We're giving back to the community. We're taking care of our friends and neighbors. It's a public service, and that's what we're supposed to be, is public servants.
That's a day in the life of Monterio Fire Chief Steve Baxman. That piece was produced by KALW's Ryan Miller. Firefighters are still putting out Clayton Fire hotspots up in Lake County. The blaze displaced hundreds of our Bay Area neighbors. If you'd like to find out how you can help out, find information at KALW.org and click Cross Currents. You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Now we'll turn to an event that's been a long time coming. The legendary singer Barbara Dane is releasing a new album this week. It's called Throw It Away, and it's the singer's first new release in 14 years. But that's nothing compared with when she released her very first album 59 years ago. First is a word that comes up a lot with Barbara Dane. Her jazz chops earned her a 7-page story in Ebony, making her the first white woman featured in the magazine. Dane started a nightclub where white audiences were introduced to the blues for the first time. And now at 89 years old, she's influenced a generation of singer-songwriters, some of whom may not even know her name. KLW's Stephen Short met the pioneering Oakland resident and brings us her story.
Okay, so here's how the round part goes. Seize the time, organize unity, there's strength in love. Try.
Singer Barbara Dane is leading a workshop called The Songs of Peace and War in a middle school auditorium. She sits rather than stand because at age 83, her physical stamina isn't what it once was. But you wouldn't know that by the sound of her voice. Today, Dane sounds much as she did in the 1950s when her first blues album was released. Her shoulder-length hair is now gray, but not that different from when Ebony magazine described her as startlingly blonde over a half century ago.
It's our great pleasure now to introduce to you Barbara Dane, Reverend Kirkpatrick, and Pete Seeger.
There was that time on the Mall in Washington, D.C., for instance, in 1971, during the Vietnam War, with tens of thousands singing along on live television.
I don't want nobody over me. I don't want nobody over me. And I don't want nobody under me.
My name is Barbara Dane. I think, first of all, I'm a singer, and I've always been a singer. I'm a mom, I'm a producer. Well, overall, I'm a resistor, I guess.
But I'm on my way, and I won't turn back.
I try to be in my songs, something of an explainer sometimes, or a teacher, but resistance to just what people throw at you and expect you to swallow, I don't do that.
Dane not only sang for peace in Washington, D.C. in the 60s, she was also the first performer to break the U.S. travel ban to Cuba, where she was welcomed by Fidel Castro. In Italy, she was called the voice of the other America. In the U.S., it's not surprising that the popular singer was soon blacklisted from major folk festivals. What is surprising is this didn't happen because of her political activism. It was because she publicly criticized how festival management treated musicians. Additionally, Dane canceled major shows at the height of her popularity if her mixed-race band wasn't welcomed. She vividly remembers L.A. booking agent Charlie Barnett, who wanted her to drop bassist Wellman Bro, even though Bro had played for decades with the Duke Ellington Orchestra.
Well, so when he said you can't bring Wellman, what are you talking about? Well, those places get a lot of Texans, and they wouldn't go for having a white woman fronting a mixed band. And you know what I did? I just flat out said, "F you, Charlie Barnett," and I turned around and walked right out.
Racism can cut both ways, of course. The startlingly blonde Dane says eyes would turn when she entered black clubs to perform. But she says as long as she acted professionally, there were never any problems.
They say that freedom is a constant struggle.
Dane's activism led her to start a record label in 1970, a novel thing for a woman to do, then or now.
Was to give voice to millions of people around the world that were in struggle and had not many ways of communicating with each other and the rest of the world.
absolutely unheard of. Even the business the way it is now, there isn't really anyone that accomplished as much as she did in terms of breaking barriers and standing up for what she believed in.
Grammy winner Bonnie Raitt is another singer noted for using her musical talents to speak for the underdog. She clearly remembers when she first heard Barbara Dane.
Well, I was an avid fan of folk music. I think the whole country and a lot of England was swept up with all of that late 50s, early 60s kind of folk revival.
Westinghouse Broadcasting Company presents Folk Songs and More Folk Songs with the Brothers Four, Bob Dylan, Barbara Dane.
And I heard Barbara's name mentioned, and I just got little gleanings of the things that she was involved with until I became a professional singer and an activist. And she's always been a role model and a hero of mine, musically and politically.
Went to work in a factory.
Well, I'm actually very moved by that because I think Bonnie has really taken it to where, you know, I would love to have been able to go.
But Dane doesn't spend much time regretting what might have been. As she puts it,
you have a feeling in the pit of your stomach when you do things wrong, and you have another feeling when you do things right. And I like that other feeling. I like that feeling that comes over one when you know you've done something that will mean something valuable to somebody else.
Success in music is possible for a wider spectrum of performers today than it was half a century ago, in part because Barbara Dane showed the way. Now as then, she encourages young singers to try a variety of styles.
Because it's not the style that's important, it's what you're singing about, what you want to convey. What do I want you to know from my heart to your heart?
In other words, sing the music, not simply the notes. It's been said that music is what feelings sound like. Shakespeare wrote, "This above all, to thine own self be true." And to that, Barbara Dane could add,
"Don't spend all his money.
Don't even think about it.
Cook his meals."
In Oakland, I'm Stephen Short for Cross Currents.
When it comes down to loving,
what's your advice, Barbara?
Let him know he's a mighty man. Yes, that's how you little girl.
Barbara Dane is celebrating the launch of her new album, Throw It Away, with a party. She'll be joined by pianist Tammy Hall at Yoshi's in Oakland on Wednesday night. All the information is at KALW.org. Click Cross Currents.
Follow my instruction. Everything's gonna turn out just fine. Just as simple as that.
This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. And now we'd like to take a moment to celebrate another great musician. Bobby Hutcherson, the jazz legend and internationally renowned vibraphonist, passed away last week. He was 75. A few years ago, KALW's Ben Trefney joined reporter David Ross at Bobby's home near the coast in Montana. They talked about music and life and things larger than life. The result was this piece Ben and David produced about Bobby Hutcherson for our series, Bay Area Beats.
You hear that? There's a scale outside that's going on right now. It's wind blowing through the trees, the sound of the ocean, the colors in the spectrum in this sunny day. As each plant grows, there's a song that's being played right now. So that's one of the reasons why I'd like to be here and just be quiet, because there's so much music going on. You know, but you gotta just listen. Just listen with all that music that's going on around us right now. You listen to your loved ones, just the inflections of their voice. There's a lot of birds around here. I mean, they're They're calling, telling, they're getting ready to fly into the backyard. You can hear that airplane go over. It's funny. Hearing the motor on one side of you be at one pitch, and as it goes past, the pitch goes down. Highway 1. Highway 1 is right when I was writing a lot of force and a lot of fists and intervals of a minor third and a half step. At the time when I wrote it, there weren't many people writing technically that style. You put something else different, then you come, you know, you come up with something new. That's what seemed to happen, especially as I thought about riding up and going back and forth from this town, Montero, to San Francisco. The feeling of driving up Highway 1 to get to there, because of the movement, it kind of gallops. It gallops, but at a slow pace. I have two tempos going on at the same time. The 6/8 gallops. Does like that. And the melody, that's moving in fourths. So against these two things, you put these two things together to see what happens, and they kind of start a little ways away, but they end up together at the end of the at the pass, and the fork in the road. And again, a lot of people weren't writing this way, you know. And so when I did this, a lot of the people who were reviewing stuff, Nate, I always got this thing, Hutcherson's, he's trying something new again. Here he goes, you know. How come you don't do something simple, man?
The voice and music of Bobby Hutcherson. He passed away last week at the age of 75. Here's Bobby one last time meditating on mortality.
The main thing is that that energy, that person, that spirit, I mean, long after they've died, is going to always be remembered and will always be there, just like a ripple, a wave, you know, a splash of water. That ripple goes on forever.
That's our show for today. Our team includes Olivia Henry, Chris Hoff, Lucy Kang, Jürgen Klemm, Angela Johnston, Allison Levitsky, Lisa Morehouse, Stephen Short, Judy Silber, and Andrew Stelzer. Today's show was engineered by James Rowlands. The line producer was Liza Veal. Our managing producer is Julie Kane. Jen Chien is our managing editor. Ben Trefney is our news director. Our opening theme music is by the John Santos Quintet. For Cross Currents, I'm Hannah Baba.